Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Everyone celebrates at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Tuesdays. Everyone celebrates at 2 o'clock every day, but 3 o'clock on Tuesdays because it is Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us of the Go Birds podcast.
That's exactly right. What's up?
How we feeling, Elliot?
Dude, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm operating on all levels right now. I really feel like they're going to the Super Bowl. So I spent the beginning of the month like getting in a good schedule, workout, eating right. So I feel good.
All right. Good, good, good. Yeah. So we started today. I had mentioned that, and I've been on this for a little while, and the Eagles have gotten pretty conservative in terms of going for it on fourth, going for two, even in the past game as well. It seems like Jalen is deferring to you know, throw it away or eat it rather than throwing a pass. And I think it was on Sunday, the first sign was they didn't go for it fourth and four. I think it was on the Green Bay 39 or 38.
Yeah, I think they punted twice from inside their own side of the or
the
from
other
the territory,
Green, yeah, yes,
which is very rare for them.
Yeah, and then there were the third and nine run play, the third and 12 run play, and I feel like it's gotten too far. And for me, it's like we have games that are close that maybe shouldn't be. I think Sunday's game felt close. It was a one score game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Washington game, maybe we win if it's not as close as it is. So do you think that the pendulum has swung too far in the conservative, you know, decision-making for the Eagles?
So I would say no. I think that we'll get the true answer to that question when they have to not be conservative. Like, that's my worry with the way they're playing now. My worry is when the moment comes when all of a sudden you need to throw it 35 times, just will Jalen check back into that? Now, I think they can definitely win with Jalen throwing 35 times. Like, I think he can lead them to a win when the defense gives up over 30 points or whatever. So I don't have a concern about his ability to do it. It's just when you play one way for a while, it can be hard to transition. But overall, no. I mean, that's why, you know, when I rewatched the game, like, I came away more impressed. I'm fine with this style of football. They win this way all the time. So I don't know. Well, he can do that little sound, and it's great to have you back, Jack.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Well, so you said when they need to. Like, to me, it's not about that. To me, it's about put the team away when you have a chance to put them away. And everyone says, well, we control the ball. Well, what better way to control the ball than to get a whole another set of downs when the
right
opportunity is there? And I just wonder why. Like, I wonder why they've gone that far when they're not going for it on fourth in Green Bay's territory. And when people say, well, they trust the defense, well, I think it trusts the defense to go for it,
yeah,
too.
You can spin that either way.
Yeah, it's either way. So.
I just think they know if they don't turn the ball over, they're incredibly hard to beat. So while
sure,
I agree with you, like, of course, you want to be up 21 points instead of 10 points, and you can put – I get all that. Ultimately, the flip side of that is if you do start becoming more aggressive and you do take more chances with the ball, you're right. It could go the way you're talking about, where you make big plays and you get big leads. But the flip side of that is it could go the opposite way. You could
right
get turnovers. You could get three and outs because you're taking deep shots instead of running it. And they have found a winning formula. And the winning formula is Jalen is ultra conservative with the football. That's what he was on Sunday. Like, there weren't guys running wide open, which is why I think he played better than others do. But ultimately, what I think when they went up 10-0, they decided, all right, like we're up 10-0. The defense is playing great. No need to get any type of like tricky here. Let's see this game out. And they ended up winning by 12. They could have won by 19 if Saquon didn't go down. Jake doesn't miss a kick. That's 20. Like, they still had a very good day offensively.
No, they didn't.
Well, they almost scored 30 points. So,
well, they scored 22, which is not almost 30.
Right, but they could have had 29 if Saquon just runs. Do you disagree?
You could do that all day long.
We do know that.
But this isn't doing like if the flag isn't thrown. Well, this is he was literally running and went down.
I mean, I don't want to bore anyone with metrics, but they didn't have a good offensive day when you compare their offensive day with every other offensive day they've had this year.
But they basically had 30 points. So, like, it wasn't the most outstanding day. I agree with that. But it's not like it was a concerning offensive day.
Oh, sure it was. I mean,
why?
Well, okay. So you said you gave Jalen Hurts a C-.
When you watched the game. Yeah.
And then you rewatched it and you predictably upgraded him to a B.
Good call by you.
You're right. So why did you upgrade him to a B?
So for me, for a quarterback, like a bad game for a quarterback has to have three things. Turnovers, missed throws where your accuracy is poor, or you're missing opportunities where there are throws that are there and you're not making the throws. Jalen didn't do any of those things. No turnovers. I thought his accuracy was mostly good on the 24 dropbacks. You could probably do one or two plays.
I think there were 29 dropbacks.
Okay. I'm doing the 24 where he threw it. You're right.
Okay.
And then there was no guys where I looked and I thought, he's wide open. Why is the ball not going here? Maybe once or twice, but it certainly was a problem throughout the game. Like the Carolina game, guys were open and he wasn't throwing it. I didn't see that against Green Bay. So without those three things, you're basically already, in my opinion, at like an average game. And so then why does he get to go up to a B? One, because he didn't turn it over, which is a huge part of this. He won the game, huge part of it. And I mean, he did. And you can dismiss the turnover and the win thing all you want, but that really matters. So I thought he played like a winning game. So I gave him a B.
A B.
What would you have given him?
I thought C minus D plus was accurate.
See, but doesn't that seem super harsh to you?
No.
Why?
D plus?
Yeah.
I don't know, C minus, D plus.
But like, again,
sure, C minus is fine. He didn't turn the ball over.
How many like bad plays did he have? But he had the sack that he took that was bad, right?
Yes, it was terrible.
That was a really bad play. I agree with that. But again, no interceptions, no guys. Like, think about some at times this year. There was the Tampa Bay game where Saquon's running wide open at the beginning of the game, doesn't throw it. That's a really bad play. The Carolina game, where AJ twice runs over the middle of the field for a touchdown, he doesn't throw it to him. That's a bad play.
Well, I think
he didn't have those against
Green Bay. You're grading him on a curve.
You guys are grading him on a very low bar.
Yeah,
congratulations. He didn't turn the ball over.
You're grading him compared to other Jalen games. You're not grading him compared to a flat score.
But I think any quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over and wins the game is getting more than a D plus or a C.
Is he raising the ceiling of this Eagles team?
Let me ask you this.
No, he's not.
Let me ask you this. How do you think Lamar plays Saturday night?
You asking me?
All three of us. All four of us.
I thought Lamar played pretty good.
How do you think Lamar played good?
Yeah.
Jack?
Fine.
175 yards.
Right.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But, okay, so is there anything wrong with that?
No.
They scored 28 points. They didn't score 38 points.
Right.
They scored 28 points, right, against Pittsburgh. So what I'm saying is that you can have this type of game and have a good game and not be criticized. I think that's where Eagle fans at times get frustrated about Jalen, because they're like, okay, what are we making the main thing here? Is it winning? Is he helping the team win? Is he holding the team back from winning? Like, we can't say he's holding them back from winning because they win as much as they win.
Sure. One thing you said yesterday, though, is if you were to guess how they're not going to win this year, if they lose one of these games, it will be most likely because the passing game isn't good enough.
So I looked this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I looked this up earlier, and I'm genuinely curious for your guys' perspective on this, because I agree with you. I think most fans are worried if he has to throw it a ton, they're not going to win. Or if the defense has a bad game. Well, hold on.
Okay.
I think that's the concern of the fans is.
Right.
If they don't throw it 40 times because he can't throw it 40 times.
That's, you're That's fine. Go ahead. Finish.
I mean,
you're misinterpreting what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying you.
Okay.
I'm saying the general thing about Jalen is he doesn't throw it because he can't throw it a lot, or they're only winning because of the defense.
Okay.
So I looked this up. Jalen Hurts, when he has to throw it 35-plus times over the past 3 years, is 12-2. Josh Allen, when he has to throw it 35-plus times, is 12-8. Matthew Stafford, 5-10. Jalen, when the defense gives up 30 plus points over the past 3 years, he's 6-4. Josh Allen is 1-4 when his defense gives up over 30 points, and Matthew Stafford is 1-7. So to me, this says,
oh, don't cook, man. Let him cook.
So
his
defense gives up 30 plus points more than Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford, and he wins at a higher percentage. And when he throws it 35 plus times, he wins a higher percentage of his games. So what's the concern that that's the situation
right.
that could get put? Not you. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, it is
there's
him.
This, there's
no, it
this.
Isn't me. Because my
I'm not saying you.
Well, okay. I don't know what the real concern is then.
My concern, first of all, I don't want him to throw it 35 or 40 times. It's not about getting in a shootout. That's
right.
not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is like we could lose a game 24-21 that we didn't have to only have 21 points in. That we have the ability to score more.
I agree with you that their games, because of the way they play, there's a slim margin for error.
Yes.
Right? If their whole thing's going to be, we're up 10, let's kind of pack it.
There's no proof of this.
Well,
there's no proof of this with the Eagles. There's no proof that they've lost a game from being too conservative.
I agree.
There's no proof of this.
My thought, not this year. There isn't.
Last year?
Well, I can't.
We've been here. They didn't lose because
The main issue last year was they were
exactly.
throwing
because they're
over
too
the
conservative and they lost the game being too conservative. It hasn't happened in the 3 years.
What Elliot said is genuine. Generally, what I believe is that when you shorten the game, which is what they're doing, you're increasing the chance of randomness. You're mm-hmm. increasing the chance that you're going to lose a game that you shouldn't mm-hmm. because you're not going to be up more than you should be.
Right.
And we're in like I always want to use this phrase. I'm not allowed. Can I use that? No, I can't. We're in the point of the year where we are facing the best of the best of the best, and that's my concern is that.
So I don't know if the Rams honestly qualify as that. Like
or Washington.
Yeah.
Well, Washington's probably better. They did win 12 games.
I think Washington's
better.
Right?
I had to think about their record. They did win 12 games.
Washington's better than the Rams, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the quarterback.
And Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but I don't think either of those defenses are worrisome.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that it's so clear how what they've decided to do. Last year, the major problem was Jalen turned it over all the time. The defense was an issue, and they've obviously corrected that. Mm-hmm. But the main problem with the team was the turnovers. And so now and I saw this in training camp. Training camp stats don't lie. They were being conservative in training camp, too, with where they were throwing the ball and how the interceptions. And that's how they're winning. So, yes, I do actually side a little more with you, Spike, that there is a smaller margin for error, but the track record is so large that I can't get worried that all of a sudden it's going to bite them.
That's fair. Well, the track record for this year.
Yeah.
Their record overall, too, is very good. But yes.
But they haven't played like this in other years. This is the only year they've played like this.
You know, in 2022, you're right. I think they were a little more throw it all over the field, but he didn't turn it over a lot then either. And I think his attempts and stuff is relatively close.
Well,
I'd have to look it up.
You're just talking about Jalen. I'm not just talking about Jalen.
Oh, okay.
But that's the passing offense. Though.
Sure,
like,
sure.
It is Jalen. Like, it's Jalen. Like, we know it's Jalen. Like, you're not concerned about the O-line. You're not concerned about the wide receivers.
No. But I'm lumping. If we want to separate it, that's fine. I'm lumping the decision to go for it on fourth also into the.
But that is pertaining
to him,
the quarterback. I don't believe they just all of a sudden said, you know what? Forget about all the analytics we believed in the last few years. We're going to do it this way. What they did was stop trying to fit a square peg into a round hole just because it's what their data says, and they have decided to react in real time. And through those first four games, things didn't look good, and they found the formula. They tweaked it. They found it, as painful as it may have been for them, and it's worked for them, where they've won through coaching this way. So they've accepted this is what it is, and this is how we're going to coach.
So, Elliot, do you think on a 4th-and-4 in Green Bay territory that they're not going for it because they don't trust Jalen?
So, like, in this past game, one of them, I thought they kicked because of the time on the clock. But overall, I think the 4th-and-4 that they didn't go for, I don't think it's because they don't trust Jalen. No.
Okay.
I think it's because they trust the defense and they just punt it. But I,
yeah,
but
I disagree with that.
I'm also, you know,
I disagree with that. And I'm a Jalen guy.
Sure, yeah.
But it's not as if he's been operating at the highest level throwing the football this year. He's done it at times when he's been asked to. But there's no doubt in my mind that this is a direct result of his play earlier in the season. What he can do out there as a passer. What do you think? If they had the ability to do this, they had full confidence that he would convert it, why wouldn't they go for it?
So that's where
why wouldn't they go for it?
I think Jalen, to an extent, like, they can't do everything they want with Jalen at quarterback, but I think they have found the formula to win with Jalen. So, and it clearly
works.
And
I don't think it's a bad thing, by the way. Like I'm not saying it as a criticism. I'm actually giving them credit for figuring this out and not forcing the issue like they were doing the first 4 weeks of the season.
I think that is the best point you make, is they're giving – this might not be overall the best way – these might not be overall numbers the best way in a grand sense in football, but in this particular situation, with the way this quarterback is playing, with the way the risk that they believe that this gives them the best chance, even if it's going to mean more close games in the second half.
But I do think if Jalen has to throw it a ton, they will be able to win. Now, over a 17-game season, is that the best way? No, but if this Sunday they get into a shootout, like, the numbers back up, Jalen can win shootouts. If the defense doesn't have a good game, Jalen has a track record of winning those shootout types of games. So I think they believe we'll play this way, and then if we get into it, we'll see.
If the game dictates what we need to do, we'll do it.
How many games this year of those that you're talking about?
So Green Bay, they won that one. I don't know what his pass attempts were in that game.
They didn't score 30 points, Green Bay. Green Bay scored 29, right? It was 34-29.
Maybe that one's not in my... I thought it was 34-30, but maybe...
No, it was 34-29.
Okay. Yeah. That one didn't count then, in my thing. Yeah,
I think the Eagles have only allowed 30 points, if I'm thinking back, twice this
Washington
year.
Right.
Washington and Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget about that Tampa.
And they lost both games.
Yep.
Now, he didn't play.
He didn't play in that one.
Well, he played in the beginning, but he didn't play overall. Right. Okay.
And the Tampa game, nobody played.
Right.
Yeah, everybody was bad in the Tampa game, for sure. 215-592-9494.
When I say nobody played, I mean, he didn't have much out there.
He didn't have AJ. He didn't have Devontae.
Yeah, I looked at that box score. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
What up, Aaron?
Yo. Right quick, what's going on, ESPN?
I was
going
to say, I'm excited to be on at the same time as you. I love your calls when you call in.
Oh, don't butter him up.
I do.
What's going on?
I texted Jack that. I mean, I'm just being honest. What do you want me to say?
I'm willing to go to the after game show.
I mean, you are. There's no question about it.
I just don't get the credit that Wade gets. But look, you know what? Jack.
We also don't get the heat that Wade gets either.
That is true. Yeah. You're from Westchester by way of media. I'm pretty sure Jill's from Westchester as well. Where the hell y'all get Sutton and Walker from? Y'all are not from Montana.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're countrymen.
It does have a bit of a Yellowstone vibe to it. I like it.
Well, Walker's from Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, actually. And Sutton, again, you know, just it sounds like a tough guy.
It does. I would agree with that. Although,
he's gonna be a linebacker.
But yeah, like, and they're like, what's your name? Sutton Fritz?
Sutton Baker Fritz, yeah.
Here's the thing. We've seen the regression of the passing game over the last couple years. I looked it up. In 2022, we were the seventh best passing team, I believe. But I think that had a lot to do with teams didn't, because we ran the ball all the time in 2021. Teams didn't understand the schemes that what we needed to make Jalen Hurts effective. Teams didn't understand that. So we took off when we added AJ Brown. Then it dropped significantly last year and it got even worse this year. And we blamed it on the guy last year. And it's kind of starting to blame it on the schemes of Kellen Moore.
You're talking about blaming it on offensive coordinator last year.
Yeah, who was our offensive coordinator? Oh, Brian Johnson.
I always want to say Ben Johnson. I'm like, no, he's the guy everybody likes.
Also, seventh in the league in points last year, seventh this year, for all the Brian Johnson hate.
Yeah, we're scoring points, but it's like, you know, and I'm saying this to Jack, it's so, our passing game is so ugly. We watch other teams, and it just be so smooth, just boom, 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 boom. We cannot do that and we all know why we can't do that. But, like, so I'm okay with if we got to grind it out to get the win and give it to Saquon Barkley. I don't care if we run them into the ground. I don't care about next year. I want to win the Super Bowl. And the best way to win it is to just keep the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands as much as possible. He'll make a play at the end of the game, and I don't think he'll kill it at the end of the game either. So I'm okay with how ugly it looks.
And yeah.
I'm okay with it because I just want to win. We need to win because let's be real. If we don't win the Super Bowl this year, the likelihood of us winning the Super Bowl next year, it decreases.
Yeah, it's
for sure.
You know what's crazy, too? We talked about Zach Bond a lot, but Zach Bond's a free agent. Milton Williams is a free agent.
Yep.
Darius Slay's a free agent, right?
Yeah, I think Slay essentially is.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about defense.
Kenny
Gainwell, not, you know, your guy.
Wait, there's more on defense. Well, we don't know if we're going to have when we're going to have N'Kobe Dean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, there's more than that.
Josh Sweat.
Oh, Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat is a free agent as well. Brandon Graham won't be. So the defense that has been so dominant this year, we really don't know from a personnel standpoint what that's going to look like next year.
Well, you know what to do. Just draft more Georgia players. That's the MO we're doing right now. Just draft more Georgia players and add some Alabama players.
And failed a Jets draft pick.
Listen, there's no doubt in my mind. What's that kid we just brought in from Georgia? The corner?
Scene or something?
He was drafted a couple years ago. Didn't he get hurt?
Wasn't he a first round pick though a couple years ago?
Yeah, 32nd overall. Yeah. He broke his leg his first year. Yeah.
Now I could see him and Keely Ringo battling it out for the Slay spot next year.
No, yeah. That ain't happening.
Oh, Isaiah Rodgers is a free agent.
I'm just saying. They went and got the kid for a reason.
Yeah. And this time of the year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, on the roster, 53 men.
And another thing, I need Seth doing that. If you listen, please don't attack us. We're just giving our opinions on the game. And please don't attack us. I didn't like how you attacked this yesterday.
Yeah,
you're giving our opinions on how we feel about how the game played. Yeah, we're happy we got the win, but we're allowed to be a little critical.
Yeah, you know, thank you for the call, Aaron. And I do think you're one of the best callers. So you guys mentioned to me the Chuck Seth call from yesterday, and it was on our Instagram account. So I listened to it, and I do think Chuck made a great point, and I thought that Chuck was right. What Chuck said. Now Chuck says it the way he says it, and when Chuck comes at you like that, the instinct is just to fire back at Chuck. I've been in that enough.
Who hasn't?
Right. Yeah. But like Chuck was to say because Seth's point was, look, we just need to appreciate this and not be critical all the time. And this is a great football team, so on and so forth. And Chuck's response was basically, hey, don't tell me how to feel as a fan. If I don't think it's good enough, then I don't think it's good enough. And Seth's response essentially was, well, I played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Those are
you're talking about emotion
mutually
versus,
exclusive. Yeah. I have no doubt that Seth Joyner knows football better than Chuck knows football. I have no doubt that thing.
Sure, but, Chuck will love that.
But I thought Chuck's point was fair.
Yeah, it wasn't about knowing football.
No.
It's about how I feel about watching my team play.
Yeah, and Seth certainly has had years prior when the team has been winning and has been very critical of the team when they've been winning.
That's true.
So, you know, telling people how to feel about anything, like, you know, that's different than saying this guy's good, that guy's not good, so on and so forth. But telling people how to feel and how to just appreciate it and sit back. But like, if Chuck doesn't want to do that, I don't think Chuck needs to do that.
Has your feelings on the game changed with time? You know, like
Sunday's game?
Yeah, because I give him a C- at the game. So I understood the initial frustration of that wasn't pretty looking. But I since the game, I've felt better about it. Like, have you?
The game overall?
Yeah. And like Jalen and...
Well, no. I mean, the defense played awesome, and I thought the offense played pretty subpar. You know, I know they scored 22 points, but the first touchdown was essentially handed
to
them.
It was a short field,
right? And then the second touchdown, Dallas Goedert made a great play and ran people over. But I don't... You know, that was not... From an offensive standpoint, they score points, and it's great. But look, sometimes turnovers put you in position to score points. Sometimes they don't. We were put in position to score points by those turnovers, most notably the first one.
I would agree with the first one for sure. I mean, I do think...
Yeah, the one Slay caught was essentially a punt.
Yeah.
Right.
Deep one down the field.
When a team comes into your house in the playoffs, fumbles on the opening kickoff, and you... score on that first play, man, for that to be a one-score game in the fourth quarter, like that should be a game.
I thought they were going to blow him out it was 10-0.
Do you know what that reminded me of, that fumble? It reminded me of the Patrick Robinson pick six. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, this team has no chance of winning the game.
The game actually reminded me of the Tampa Bay loss in 0-2. Like, where early on, the emotion of like, here we go.
Had a big kickoff return.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where it was out there.
Yep. Now, but one thing that's changed for me, though.
Thanks for bringing that up.
And yeah, I know. I was debating doing it. Yeah. And I think this is kind of the tough part about the Jalen. How much credit does he get? Is he driving the team? Is he a passenger? Is you watch the Goddard play and you go, well, it wasn't a great throw by Jalen, and Goddard did all the work, right?
Right, yes.
But then afterwards, Nick's like, well, Jalen checked into that play based off what he was seeing and got it out to
Goddard. That's his job.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. But that's critical part of the play.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, so, but what we don't do.
Goddard's job is to catch the ball.
So if you want to say he's just doing his job there, I agree. But that's him. That's him doing his job.
Yes, of course. What we don't hear about are the plays that he checks to that don't work.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But yes, I agree with
but
you.
But that's why I've always sided more on the he has a lot to do with their winning because of things like that don't. It's not obvious, but like when you are the quarterback, you have so much control over the game. It's hard not to, feel like you don't have a big impact on why they win.
Yeah, and Ike said that a bunch of times that is the job in Philadelphia. It's the hardest job that anybody has in sports is that job at the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Not just because you're a quarterback from the first thing, but being the quarterback here is another thing. All right, so
that's
two
why McNabb's the GOAT.
We have a quote from Howie that I don't necessarily think he thought was going to get out there about Zach Bond. So we'll play that for you next. And I have a question for you about the Eagles and the Rams. That I'm pretty sure I know how you're going to answer, but I want to see you answer it. So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.